Thank you, Anne.
It seems that we're not eating enough fish, but on the plus side, we're smoking less as well. And we start this part with news of a generous grant from the Freemasons.
Dozens of children who care for the sick and disabled family members are to receive a boost from a £10,000 grant. The large donation to the Norfolk Carers Support Charity was provided by the Norfolk Freemasons, which came through the Masonic Charitable Foundation, funded by Freemasons across England and Wales. It will allow Norfolk Carers Support to continue with its Young Carers project. Catherine Bibb from the Norfolk Carers Support said, "We are very grateful for this generous grant from the Norfolk Freemasons. The grant will allow our Young Carers project to continue making a positive impact on the lives of young carers in Norfolk, supporting them to develop healthy coping strategies, achieve their goals, and reducing inappropriate or excessive caring." Steve Allen, head of the Norfolk Freemasons, said, "We are very pleased to be able to help Norfolk Carers Support. The work they do is hugely important and can make an enormous difference to the lives of those vulnerable children. There are estimated 10,000 young carers in Norfolk."
Are you feeling fishy? A survey has revealed that adults in the east of England are not eating a healthy amount of fish and seafood. The survey by Seafish says that 76% of adults in the region are not eating the recommended quota each week. This is despite 77% being worried about their health and rising levels of heart disease and Alzheimer's in the region. The NHS recommends people eat two portions of fish each week, one of which should be an oily fish, such as mackerel. However, cod is reportedly the most popular species of fish to eat in the east of England, and 81% of adults in the region weren't aware of this recommendation. Debbie Story, one of the managers of Orford Place Fish and Chip Shop, said she was surprised by the news. "We sell a lot of fish. I'd say we're busier than ever." Tom Dix, deputy manager of the Lamb Inn, was also surprised. "Given that we're relatively close to the coast," he added, "we're proud of our fish and chips that we serve here. I'd certainly encourage people to come in and eat." Christian Motter, one of the owners of Grosvenor's Fish Bar, said they hadn't seen any decline in sales. He said prices hadn't gone up, as much as people say. "It's still affordable. It's an easy thing to cook, healthy, much quicker than meat."
The habit of smoking cigarettes is running out of puff, government research has suggested. Each year, the Office of National Statistics conducts a survey into the smoking habits of the United Kingdom, which have suggested the percentage of the population that identify themselves as smokers is on the decline. Regionalised statistics indicate this trend is no different in these parts, with fewer than one in five people in Norfolk admitting to being a smoker. The research showed that for Norfolk as a whole, only 16.3% of the people included openly admitted to being a current smoker, with 50.3% claiming to never have smoked. In all but two regions surveyed, the percentage of smokers has declined, with the most significant decrease coming in Great Yarmouth. In 2015, almost a quarter of the town admitted to smoking. However, in 2016, this figure stood at just 15.7%. There's also been decreases in Breckland, Broadland, King's Lynn and West Norfolk, and North Norfolk. These figures are in keeping with the national trend, which saw 15.8% of adults in the United Kingdom admitting to have never had the habit, a fall from 17.2% in 2015. Bill Jones of Smoke Free Norfolk attributed the decline to three main factors: education, support, and electronic cigarettes.
We end this week's Chatterbox with some of the shorter stories which caught our eye this week.
A new cafe aimed at supporting people suffering with dementia has opened in Thorpe St Andrew. The Dementia Cafe will be operating between 10 a.m. and midday on the third Wednesday of every month at Roxley Hall on Yarmouth Road. It was officially launched on July the 1st and coincided with the unveiling of the new memorial to Princess Diana at River Green. The cafe service includes a relaxation room, which was funded by the Ivy Child Charitable Trust. It features local art and photography, as well as seating and a fireplace. There's also a sensory garden at the rear of Roxley Hall for dementia sufferers and their carers to enjoy.
Costs of constructing the Norwich Northern Distributor Road have spiralled out of control, according to the councillors, who called for a full audit of the rising price. Talks have been held behind closed doors after delays and changes to the scheme have pushed the cost higher than the initial £178.5 million.
A park cafe owner is using the power of social media to organise a family-friendly vintage fair to improve a block of public toilets. Ingrid Henry, who co-owns Earlham Park Cafe, wants to contribute towards or pay for a full refurbishment or rebuild of the block, which is well maintained but is past its sell-by date. She also wants to include a fundraising for a defibrillator accessible to park users, as she has previously helped with emergency first aid situations in the park. The toilet facilities are owned by Norwich City Council. She's speaking to the council about her plans later this month and hopes to put on the vintage fair in spring or summer of next year.
Vulnerable people in Norwich working to turn their lives around by getting back into employment have been given a pedal-powered boost by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. PCC Lawn Green has donated 7 unclaimed bikes recovered by Norfolk Police to social enterprise Norwich Leap to support its clients in accessing training and work opportunities. The PCC arranged the bike donation through Norfolk Police after a meeting with partner agencies identified transport as a barrier for those wanting to take up work experience and employment offers made under the Gateway to Employment scheme.
17 brave men and women aged 17 to 72 took to the skies to raise a fantastic £8,500 for the Norfolk Deaf Association. The tandem parachute jumps were organised by the association as part of Deaf Awareness Week, a national campaign organised by the Deaf Council. The group assembled at Ella Airfield near Beccles, and after a nervous wait for the rain clouds to clear, were briefed on the positions for exiting the plane and landing. Jumpsuits, harnesses, hoods and goggles were donned and they were off. 5 planes accommodated the jumpers at Ella, and a further jumper was at Sibson Airfield, Peterborough. NDA was first established in 1898 and currently has a team of 8 staff as well as more than 65 volunteers. More than 124,000 people in Norfolk have some degree of hearing loss. This equates to 1 in 7 people.
A new vegan takeaway is set to stir things up when it arrives on Magdalen Street this August. The owner of Take Thai on Dereham Road is expanding into the city centre this summer with new venture Vegan Wok, serving 100% vegan authentic East Asian cuisine. Vegan Wok will be one of the first, possibly the only, dedicated takeaway of its kind in the UK. There will be traditional Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese, Japanese and Indonesian dishes on the menu. All the food will be cooked from scratch by Thai and Vietnamese chefs. Vegan Wok will open mid-August at 131 Magdalen Street.
Well, that's just about all for now. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition of Chatterbox. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet. Don't forget to turn over the address label at the front and pop it in the post. It's as simple as that. All the postage is paid, so there's no need for a stamp.
We always like to hear from our listeners and pass on any news you may have to fellow listeners. You can call us on 01603 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365, and leave a message on our answer machine. If you don't want to talk to a machine, you may prefer just to drop a note in the wallet when you return your recording to us. We have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. All items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Arshant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
Our readers on part one were Paddy Watkins and Ian Robertson, and the features were read this week by Anne Gretton. Our sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. And after Chatterbox this week, you can listen to the summer edition of Your Norfolk. So on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the volunteers at Chatterbox, until next week. And it's goodbye from Pauline Goldsworthy and myself, Mike Hutchinson. Goodbye.